From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's official. Americans are driving tens of billions of miles less than they did last year. That's according to a report released today by the Federal Highway Administration. The numbers suggest Americans have been cutting back for 6 months now, making for the biggest travel drop ever. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Home improvement contractor Kerry Carpenter thought he could save money living out in the country where houses are cheap and commuting to jobs in and around Washington, D.C. Not anymore. Carpenter's red full-sized pickup truck is now sucking down $50 worth of gas a day.
So you're paying as much for fuel costs as you are for your house?
Actually, my fuel costs are more than my actual mortgage is by a couple $100.
Carpenter's solution? Working 12-hour days to save on trips into town. He runs fewer errands, too.
Now, you know, you wait to get milk when you have to go pick up your medicine or make another trip.
It's happening all over the country. In April, Americans drove 245.9 billion miles, 1.8% less than a year ago.
We're talking about a historic moment.
Jim Ray is acting administrator of the Federal Highway Administration.
April marks the 6 month in a row that we have seen a decline in vehicle miles traveled around the country. We're seeing Americans drive less across the board.
How rare is this?
We've been collecting data since 1942.
Vehicle miles traveled have risen steadily from 1 year to the next. Driving did taper off back when gas prices spiked in the late 1970s and early 1980s. Back then, drivers cut back by 500 million miles. But highway officials liken that to a plateau and this to a cliff.
It is the steepest decline in vehicle miles travel ever recorded. What we're estimating now for the 2007-2008 figures are 30 billion miles. So we're seeing a difference of 60-fold.
And that's just in the first 6 months. The percentages vary. Rural interstate highways saw the biggest change, a 5% drop in vehicle miles traveled. And there have been much sharper declines in the Midwest, West, and South than in the Northeast. In Alabama in April, driving was down nearly 3% from a year ago. Dan Clausens pulled off at a rest stop along Alabama Interstate 59. He says nowadays he only drives when he needs to.
We used to take Sunday drives, but not so much anymore. Not with the gas prices where they're at.
The same goes for Tom McKay.
You know, I don't get to go to my mother-in-law's, which is a couple hours away. I don't go to her house as much to help her now because of the gas prices.
McKay and his wife had hoped to drive all the way up to Maine from their home in Texas. Instead, they settled for a shorter vacation visiting relatives in North Carolina. A nationwide decline in driving of 1.8% may not sound like a lot, says Federal Highway Administrator Jim Ray.
But 1 or 2% across the country adds up to a lot of miles not traveled. What's really going to be interesting is to see what people decide to do through the summer months.
Usually, they take to the highways no matter what. But this year could be different. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.